AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Helene makes landfall. I'm Daria Albinger. The Category 4 storm moving ashore on Florida's Big Bend. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Hurricane force winds are extending up to 60 miles from the center of the storm, and tropical storm force winds are extending 300 miles.
ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore.
It's had ample time over water that's 2 to 4 degrees above average for this time of year. And as a result, it has the fuel it needs to come in extremely strong. It is moving so fast, 23 miles per hour to the north-northeast.
Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
You're probably seeing very, very clear skies right now. That's because you're in the eye of the hurricane. If you can hear us and you have power, please do not go outside. That eye wall is going to close on the backside.
This is ABC News. With the State Fair of Texas opening this weekend, the state attorney general wants to make sure attendees will be allowed to carry concealed handguns.
More than 2.25 million people will visit the largest state fair in the nation this year. During last year's event, a man opened fire in the food court, wounding 3 people. Fair officials imposed a ban on the carrying of concealed handguns, but Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed suit demanding that the ban be lifted. The courts so far have ruled against Paxton, so he's taken the case to the Texas Supreme Court. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The remains of a Marine pilot who went missing during a nighttime combat mission over northern Vietnam in 1972 have been identified. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency says remains found last year have been identified as U.S. Marine Corps Captain Ronald Forrester through DNA and other evidence. He'll be buried in Arlington National Cemetery next month. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday. And who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do, and so we'll just hopefully keep building him up every day.
Love says he's feeling better each time out. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant minority owner of the team today. Bridgman will have about a 10% stake in the franchise. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds here in the overnight, lower 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, light northeast winds and highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, temperatures again, upper 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I know you miss the world, the one you knew. The one where everything made sense because you didn't know the truth. That's how it works. Till the bottom drops out. And then you learn. Don't stop trying to find the truth amidst the chaos. Though I know it's blinding, there's a way out. Say out loud, we will not give up on democracy now. We'll show you good. Restore your faith. We'll try and somehow make a meaning of the poison in this place. Convince you, friends, don't breathe it in. You were written in the stars that we're swimming in. It has no name, no guarantee. It's just the promise of a day I know that some may never see. But that's enough. If the bottom drops out, I hope our strength was someone else's solid ground. Don't stop trying to find each other here amidst the chaos. No fear. Don't you turn like Orpheus. Just stay here. Hold strong in the dark. And when the day appears, we'll say, we did not give up on love today. This is Tom Hartman's show. I'm Jefferson Smith sitting in. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. With gratitude and forgiveness from Sarah Bareilles. It is Thursday. It is Thank You Thursday. It has been a consequential several months. I have joined you now three times. The first time I joined you in just the last few months, right? The first time I joined you, we had a candidate, Joe Biden, who just had participated in a debate. And our discussion was, what should happen? He was down 7 or 8 points. I don't remember the number of points in most national polls. The next time I was with you, it was just before another presidential debate, this time with a different candidate as the Democratic nominee. And that was Kamala Harris. And she was a point or two down in national polls. I now join you a business day or two, well, I guess it's three business days, before the vice presidential debate, where we have vice presidential candidates. And now the top of the ticket, now that Democratic nominee, Kamala Harris, is up a few points. Maybe as many as 5 or 7 in some national polls, which, given the vagaries of performance errors within polls, of polling errors, measurement errors, that's still essentially a tie. Just need a little bit better than a tie. A lot has happened, and it's been an honor to be able to be with you as we punctuate some of these moments, as we experience some of these milestones. My wife loves history. She feels grateful for being able to live in interesting times. We don't all feel grateful about that at every moment. But we are watching history. And we do have a chance to watch it as it dances before us. And these are consequential times. 39 days and 39 nights before the election. 39 days and 39 nights before this country decides, before the ballots are counted, for this country to decide the direction it's going to take. What direction should we take? What direction will we take? Another thing, I want to focus not only on the presidential election, because what I know, and this is often my song, but what I know is that the impact that each of us, that each of you can have, is significantly increased the more we are focused on stuff that's close, not only close arithmetically, mathematically, but when we are close, even geographically. When we think about what is that swing district legislative race where we could knock on doors. And by the way, if you get somebody to cast a ballot there, they will vote the rest of the ballot as well. That reverse coattails, I think, can be more effective. Because people usually don't skip the top of the ballot. What are the things happening locally where you want our attention? The call-in number is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. State legislatures now will determine the composition of Congress. If you are like I am, in at least this small way, that you don't think we are merely one election away from salvation, and I don't, I think we might be one election away from deep and dire danger, but I don't think that we're one election away from salvation. I don't think we're one election away from fixing the Supreme Court. I don't think we're one election away from recapturing the middle class. I don't think we're one election away from fighting climate change. I don't think we're one election away from recapturing, re-honoring, re-establishing a woman's right to choose. I don't think we're one election away from eradicating poverty. I don't think we're one election away from making sure our school system has the support it needs to move into the century that already started a quarter of a century ago. We're more than one election away. So we have to be multiple shot players. We have to anticipate more than one move out. And that also means focusing locally. So here on Thank You Thursday, yeah, what are you grateful for? What's on your mind? And also, what do you want to shout out? What do you want? What's the strategic move that might be in your town or in a town you know about where a donation, and not discouraging anybody, encouraging anybody to donate to anything that will advance the cause of democracy, very much including national races, very much including U.S. Senate races, very much including U.S. House races. But I also want us here, considering we have the smartest group of radio listeners in the country, to be strategic and even tactical, and where can we apply some energy where that energy has not been sufficiently applied to date. We have 39 days and 39 nights. That is a rainstorm we can endure, and it is one where we need to see some sunlight at the end. We will have at second hour, we will have news of my dad. That means that he is alive. So forgive my gallows laughter. It does not come from humor. But the last time I was here, I said, it's been a consequential year. My dad has had, this is much more information than I ever thought I'd share, a prostate surgery, a colonectomy, and now a heart attack in the same year. In the same year. Now, maybe that's what happens when you're 89 years old, right? It just started. He said maybe I'll be a one-hoshe. I don't know if you remember the poem, The One-Hoshe. Maybe that should have been the opening poem today. But Oliver Wendell Holmes, the senior, I believe, wrote the One Hoss Shea. And I first learned it not because it was a poem. I first learned it because I had a professor who taught it in teaching healthcare law. And he taught that ultimately the human body is not a One Hoss Shea. Something breaks first. One Hoss Shea was a carriage. It was built perfectly, so after 100 years it turned to dust because every part was stronger, was just as strong as every other part. My dad, fortunately, is still with us. He'll be with us in an hour. I'm with you for the next couple hours. 202-808-9925. Call on in.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. What's on your mind? And what do you want to thank on Thank You Thursday? 202-808-9925. Your call is coming up next.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens, so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid. Okay. If I
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
So with the current discussion about Ukraine, we had a call over the break that was asking about the Budapest Memorandum, which came after another set of accords in 92, all as part of trying to slow or reverse some nuclear proliferation. The question is, what responsibility does that put on the United States? And that's what we're wrestling with as a country right now. Vladimir Zelensky right now is saying, hey, United States, we want the ability to use long-range weapons against weapons depots within Russia that are striking us, that are wanting greater ability to defend themselves, greater ability to repel the Russian invasion. Those who think that sort of Ukrainian strategists who think this has been Vladimir Putin's 20-year game, his great life accomplishment would be to expand Russian territory, to take over Ukraine. And there have been many, many moves, both militarily and diplomatically, and in terms of their vast intelligence apparatus, to put themselves in a military, economic, political position to do what they are doing now. Not the kind of thing that happened in a 1 or 2 month whim, but the kind of thing that happened over years and decades to build towards. The question now is, what do we do? What does the United States do? And it is true, and Ukraine is not a nuclear power. One of the most important things on the election, on the ballot, is the future. When we say the future of democracy, the pro-democracy folks among us who prioritize that as a primary value, I am not a democracy fundamentalist, but I am a democracy loyalist. I can speak for myself, I'm not only talking about the United States of America, that the rise of authoritarianism around the world, and that is now on the physical march in Eastern Europe, is also at stake. And how does the Western Alliance continue to foster democracy rather than get beat down? That is one of the biggest things. It's one of the reasons this court sits. I could talk about that maybe for the whole show, but we promised your call, so let's do that. Let's go to Mary from Seattle, Washington. Go ahead, Mary. Mary, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry, Brad. You unmute. Hi, good morning. Glad you're on the show. I wanted to talk about how the companies that are raising all these prices, that another thing that the Republicans are faking and lying about. And I know when they first started the investment, the board of directors, and getting international people, international companies, you know, like a lot of these companies are no longer American companies. They used to be like Nestle and just tons of stuff. So they would say, it's not us, it's our board of directors, it's our investors. They demand that we turn a profit. And I'm like, who are these investors? Who are these board of directors? This is not something that's American company trying to, you know, help anybody. These are international raiders that are in all countries, and they're just like the beef industry. People would be shocked how much of the beef industry that's in South America or wherever is owned by multinational companies, and they set in prices. It might be two or three companies controlling the entire meat supply, especially beef, in the world, and how they can fix a price any way they want. And, like, I would like, we got all these smart listeners. A lot of these young folks, they're geniuses. You know, they can get on a computer and find stuff out. Let's find out who these investors are of these companies, the oil companies, the grocery stores, the rent, the people buying all these houses up. Who are they? Where are they getting their money from? And I bet we're going to find entire, you know, criminal, I think it's a criminal conspiracy to fix rates. Now, in Seattle, they're suing major rental companies here because they found out they even have a application on the computer to set rents. And that is like,
I know about the case, but let me get to what I think I heard you saying, Mary, and thank you so much for the call. I think I heard you saying is that you made a couple points that I heard. One is that price raising wasn't happening because Joe Biden said, oh, you should raise prices. Price raising was happening because more profits were being taken. That's lots of reasons that interest rates played a role, that supply chain breakdowns played a role, that COVID played a role, that opportunism among rational utility corporate maximizers played a role. People just trying to say, oh, look, opportunity. My job leading this company is to maximize financial value for our shareholders, and now I can charge more and people will pay it. And look, other people are doing it, so I can do it also. And your point that that wasn't only being done, and in fact, it was being done even more by companies outside the United States. Other countries face worse inflation than we did. So the, and I'm reminded of the movie Network. Now, the movie Network was a little before my time, but and I don't mean the mad as hell speech, right? That's the, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. That's that movie. After that, after the Peter Finch character builds a following, national following out of this, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. Throw open your window and yell, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. Ned Beatty, the network executive, sits him down. And the Peter Finch character is having, I'm spoiling the movie, but it's decades old. Sits him down and explains that the world is a business. It is not a place of nations or ideologies. The international currency system determines life on Earth. That the world is determined by the bylaws of businesses, not nations or ideologies. That there are those, the Ned Beatty view and network, that the power that really ought to be in control is corporate power. We're on the side of democracy. This is why I appreciate the
You're
show.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Your calls continuing, 202-808-9925. It's a big show.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline
online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is a special report from ABC News. Helene makes landfall. I'm Daria Albinger. The Category 4 storm moving ashore on Florida's Big Bend. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Hurricane force winds are extending up to 60 miles from the center of the storm, and tropical storm force winds are extending 300 miles.
ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore.
It's had ample time over water that's 2 to 4 degrees above average for this time of year. And as a result, it has the fuel it needs to come in extremely strong. It is moving so fast, 23 miles per hour to the north-northeast.
Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie.
You're probably seeing very, very clear skies right now. That's because you're in the eye of the hurricane. If you can hear us and you have power, please do not go outside. That eye wall is going to close on the backside.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee man faces felony charges of animal mistreatment after authorities found more than 50 dead dogs at his former home in August. Michael Ellis is free on a signature bond. Expect a bigger funding request for public education in Wisconsin soon. State School Superintendent Jill Underlies says her next spending request should be finished by mid-November. In the meantime, 103 local districts are holding funding referendums this year.
I feel for our communities. They're being forced to, you know, have neighbor versus neighbor and deciding whether they're going to fund their schools. So I believe that there is a strong appetite, you know, to make sure that the legislature funds our schools.
Underlie gave her annual State of Education speech Thursday. Among other things, she's calling for the state to double its reimbursement for local special education costs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend? Here are a few options that hit the big screen. First up, it's the highly anticipated The Wild Robot. If you love movies about robots that get stranded on deserted islands, then The Wild Robot is your film. The story follows the adventures of Roz, a robot who has to endure harsh conditions after being stranded on the island and befriending a gosling. As you can imagine, it's a family-friendly film. The critics are raving about it. It's currently pulling a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Francis Ford Coppola's 40-year, $100 million project Megalopolis also hits the big screen in wide release this weekend, but to uneven reviews. The legendary director's passion project is pulling about a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. And if it's graphic horror you're in the mood for, check out the Demi Moore film's The Substance. The film explores trying to make a better version of yourself by using, you guessed it, The Substance. What could possibly go wrong? Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds here in the overnight, lower 50s by sunrise. For your Friday, mostly sunny skies, light northeast winds and highs in the upper 70s. On Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, temperatures again, upper 70s. Right now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
So I don't care about anything political except for my own self-interest. When did that emerge as a bigger idea? I do know that yesterday he gave a talk about his new glasses, and they're not that good looking, but the what I found funny, I saw it on a website that's from the internets, they were trying to make his iPhone moment happen. Okay, so Steve Jobs famously got up there and gave this address at one of the big Apple gatherings, and he said, we have three new product launches. We're launching a new iPod. We're launching a new communication device, and we're launching a new internet navigation device. And then he said it over again. He said, an iPod, a phone, an internet navigator. An iPod, a phone, an internet navigator, or an internet communication device, whatever he called it. And then people started to laugh a little bit. He said, are you getting it? It's one product. We now want to announce the iPhone. Or a new phone, we're reinventing phones, and it's the iPhone. Okay, and it was a big moment, and of course, you know, now, and it really did change, you know, that the building to that. By the way, one of my examples of why we need to work together on things, Steve Jobs is lionized as the lone genius. Almost nothing happens that scale because of lone genius. In fact, Steve Jobs was opposed to the iPhone the first time it was pitched. Okay, so if you say he invented the iPhone, oh, that was a work of... It was a community endeavor. It was an Apple endeavor, but it took a lot of things, including technology that was built by other people that they borrowed. Anyway, other companies included, and working on an internet the government built. So the stuff we do tends to be a little bit connected. Requires individual excellence, requires individual responsibility, and usually we don't live on islands. All right, we all know this. So this was Steve Jobs' iPhone moment. Right? Announced that's famous. So I start seeing in my feed all of these almost certainly paid influencers saying things like, Mark Zuckerberg might just have his iPhone moment. Oh, look, here's a window. Here's a look at Mark Zuckerberg's iPhone moment. And it was funny to me because there were so many of them. I took screenshots. I got like 20 of them, 20 different people who pretending to sort of be different, right? Pretending to be unrelated, like, oh, it's sort of organic. But it was pretty obvious was that the massive resource of Meta, of Facebook, of Mark Zuckerberg, of Instagram, etc., was being, their massive marketing budget was being used in portion to hire influencers to say the words, hey, word of the day is Zuck's iPhone moment. He's having an iPhone. So the iPhone moment was the iPhone moment in part because it wasn't described as such prior. It was described as such afterwards because it was a real moment. Like people cheered at the moment and cheered after the moment, and then it actually did stuff and it was historical. And they're trying to say, no, he's having it with his iPhone. And I noticed several things about it. One, I noticed he's not the same speaker Steve Jobs is. And I root, by the way, for Zuckerberg to care about it. We want some of the billionaire oligarchs in this country to value democracy, to value equality, to value the environment, to care about alleviating poverty, to care about the middle class. There ain't nothing in their obvious short-term incentive to do that. There's lots of surrounding energy in Silicon Valley these days to go libertarian, but what do we mean by that? What we mean by that these days tends to be unfettered economic power, tends to be 1972 Ned Beatty in the movie network, saying the only ideology now, the only nation now, the only religion now, the only truth now is corporate power, is consolidated wealth. That's what really should be in charge. I think marvelous things can happen because of capital. Marvelous things can happen because of the ability to make and sell and produce and transact goods and services. But if that's the only thing life's about, or if that's the only thing that the power structure is about, well, that doesn't seem that great. I like democracy too. I like the mix of the things, so that people, including people who aren't Mark Zuckerberg, also get to choose, so that they matter also, so that everybody counts a little bit. And as many people count, as much as we can help make happen. So I noticed a few things, though. I think Zuckerberg needs a speech coach. I would not describe it as an iPhone moment. You should watch the clip. He wears these baggy shirts now. I don't care about commenting on people's appearance. I'm talking about he needs a speech coach. He was wearing these. He's wearing this baggy, this oversized long sleeve shirt that has his own name on it. Right? He's like a clothing designer, like an artiste, and which is fine. He looked fine. Looked good even. But he kept on, like, shifting in it because it wasn't comfortable. Here's my speaking advice. You got your big speech, wear something you're comfortable in. Doesn't have to be a suit. Doesn't have to be a sweatshirt. Doesn't have to be a short-sleeve shirt. Doesn't have to be a dress. Doesn't have to be a long-sleeve shirt. Doesn't have to be jeans. Doesn't have to be a skirt. Doesn't have to be pants. You should probably wear something so you're not naked. But be comfortable. Second thing, it was oversized and he didn't know what to do with his hands. He kept on going into his pockets. Also, in a 2.5 minute clip, 2 minute, 20 second clip, I heard him do a verbal pause 20 times. What do I mean by verbal pause? Like, you know, so. I do that sometimes. Everybody does it sometimes. It's like, well, I'll do that sometimes. You know, so, starting a sentence with so, 20 times, 2.5 minute speech. Now, it's one thing if you do it when you're on the radio for 3 hours. It's one thing if you do it with your caller on the radio, it's not your job. It's another thing if you're trying to have your iPhone moment. You're trying to do this new, refreshed brand. I'm a libertarian now. I'm adopting the ideology of Silicon Valley selfishness. And I've got my own cool clothes now. And we're coming out with glasses to compete with Apple now that you can see stuff in the glasses that aren't in real life. That's extra good, because we want to be able to see things that aren't in real life. Does it bother us at all that all these people are just applying human genius to stuff that we can do that isn't real life, so that we can be meta, so that we can see things through our glasses, so we can live in Second Life, so we can have digital experiences, and that they're making untold historic riches and starting to deploy untold power derived from creating this alternative, not real life. Why don't they spend some time making real life better? Why don't we make sure some of this energy, some of this wealth, some of this power, some of this resource, some of this attention isn't just in the stuff that covers over what we don't want to see? Oh, look, if I have glasses on that let me just, I can turn any homeless person into a daffodil. I can make a desert, I can make paradise that has been paved turn into a field of poppies. Or an ocean that is a little too warm. If things are bad out there, I could put on my glasses and make them not just rose-colored, but any color I want them to be. Well, I can understand the value proposition. Who wouldn't like that? Middle class is declining. Wouldn't it be nice to put on a pair of glasses and forget about that? If nature is being eroded, wouldn't it be nice? Put on a pair of spectacles and have something else be the spectacle. If I am concerned about the decline of democracy, I just don Now, the person that can do that, make lots of dough. But shouldn't that make us think for a moment? Wait. Instead of putting all of our collective resource into making people enormously rich to avoid reality, what if we made reality a little bit better? Just a little bit better. Actually had a better middle class. Actually had nature that was preserved. Actually had a democracy that was robust. Continue to progress in science. Continue to invent things. Continue to expand human lifespan. Improve our ability to move around. Do things that matter. Invent and build and create. But not just put on a pair of spectacles and pretend the world has gone away. So I am hoping part of the challenge, once somebody becomes a centibillionaire, is that who do they need to listen to? I am hopeful that we can surround some of these folks with a zeitgeist, with a spirit in this country that's let's work on real life. Let's make real life better. And let's make sure we don't just put all our resource into covering it over and letting selfishness be an ideology that dominates this century. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Second life. I'm worried about that first life.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius." Here's to you, Orange Man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing. Oh, no.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say,
people on television say my dog was taken.
We got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So what do you expect to see and hear in the vice presidential debate? We had a caller over the break who suggested that, well, what about the time when J.D. Vance went on a pretty passionate tirade against Donald Trump? And why are we not seeing that? And will we see it again? Well, I think that we could see that again. That could be an interesting piece of fodder for Tim Walz to bring up. But one of the challenges is, I mean, it's one of the fundamental challenges in America. It's probably tied for first in terms of what's happening with our politics and our democracy, is that some of the most important truths don't get to the 30 to 40% of Americans who have Fox News as their primary, I shouldn't say Americans, I should say voters, who have Fox News as their primary source of news information. It just doesn't get to them. Like, they don't know what's happening in Ukraine. Not really. They don't know what's happening with the middle class. Not really. They don't know what's happening with the environment. Not really. They don't know what's really happening with Trump's indictments. Not really. And we know this because you put a Fox News viewer through a current affairs test and they do worse than someone who doesn't watch the news. They do worse. It's a reverse learning machine. It's like taking a class and it erases your brain. It's like signing up for a college course at Caltech, and what they do is teach you unmath, and afterwards you get a worse math SAT score. So that's a lot of what's going on. I could say more about that, but let's get time for fitting in Margo from Kensington, Maryland, before we go to break. Margo, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Margo Huber. I just wanted to say that something that I'm very passionate about is getting people with disabilities to the polls. And I just wanted to say that if somebody knows someone who has a disability who has trouble getting to the polls, that they should help them, whether it's maybe drive them to the polls or, you know, hire a wheelchair accessible van. Because I'm worried that disabled voters are not going to be well represented, and that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Margo, it's a great plug. Thank you so much for it. So, yeah, we got 39 days, and one of the things people can do to be useful is call your local precinct person, call your local campaign office, call your local party office, call your local senior center, call your... if you're part of a church, if you're part of a social club, and say, hey, who needs help voting? Story I've told before, and it's not a long one. First time I voted, I was in college, and a guy who lived in my fraternity brother of mine, actually, his name is Trevor. He said, Jeff, you voted yet? I said, no. And I wasn't like protesting voting. I just hadn't gotten around to it. And he said, let's go. And I got in his truck, and we voted. And that's why I voted. because Trevor Albee said, Jeff, you voted yet? And I said, no. He said, let's go. Like, literally, that was it. So we say, when we do phone calls, when we do door knocking, when we offer to drive someone to the polls, when we have an accessible vehicle in order to do that, that very often helps somebody vote, that they weren't like, they weren't apathetic. We weren't opposed to democracy. It's like, oh, yeah, that's today. I better do it. It's one of the reasons I like vote by mail. It's one of the reasons I like having voting centers. It's one of the reasons I like having voting as a holiday, is to make it easier. And because I know from personal experience, and I said, like, I was moved for the rest of my life by watching Jesse Jackson and Mario Cuomo, the 1984 Democratic National Convention. And I kind of cared, and still, it was nice to have a ride to the polls. So what if you really need a ride? So thank you, Margo, for the call. Let's go with Kathy from Valley View, Pennsylvania. You're an important state, Kathy. We are all relying upon you.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to bring good news.
Let's do it.
Yesterday, I went to Republicans for Harris campaign in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where I live. Now, there were not tons of Republicans there, but there were some, and there were Democrats, and there were independents. But I thought it was awesome. The past county chair of Lancaster and the mayor of the little town where I lived both said they could no longer support Donald Trump. And that takes a lot of courage, especially in a really beat red place like this is.
No, I'm glad you went. I'm glad they did it. And giving... welcoming with open arms people who, with whom we disagree on various things, but who share a commitment to democracy, who share a commitment to facts. It's a wonderful thing to do.
It was very good. There was Joe Walsh. There was Representative Comstock, and the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. Apparently, they're making this trip around.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure in Pennsylvania, because our vote is going to really mean a lot.
No, Kathy, everybody listening is relying upon you. You single-handedly will decide the presidential election, and therefore, you know, please do it well.
Yep. Well, we're doing postcards. We're doing what we can. People going door to door. So we hope.
Here's my little cheers to you. Here's my fun one for Pennsylvania, and I think it'd work in other places too. So we did this, and it was fun. Not trick or treat, but trick or vote. So Halloween always falls just a couple days before the election, right? And we know that the best way, they've tested it, and the best way to encourage somebody to vote is to tell them, like Trevor said to me, have you voted yet? It's time to go vote. Reminding people to vote in person, typically door to door, is the best thing there is. So, and what is the one cultural tradition we have that includes knocking on doors? It's Halloween. When is Halloween? Right before the election. So not just trick or treat, but trick or vote. So that's my encouragement as a thing to do around the country. Just, you know, go around. You can pass out candy if you so choose. Knock on a few doors. Be nice about it. Tell a joke and say, hey, don't forget democracy amidst the sugar.
A good idea.
Kathy, thank you so much. We'll be back.
Yep.
This is Tom's show. It's an honor to sit in. He's got an article up on Substack. You can check it out. 202-808-9925.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560.
That's 800-478-55.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Helene makes landfall. I'm Brian Clark. Helene